T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go, talking about the power plant in New Orleans East and whether the council should re-vote it. I agree with Clancy that I don't know if it's Charles Rice or not, whom I met a couple of times, and quite frankly, I wasn't a big fan of, that they just gummed this up totally by putting this actor thing in there. Community organizer with Vela joins us right now, Mark Nguyen. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Thanks
How
for taking good. Thanks for taking the time with us.
My pleasure.
Tell me about your organization and where you guys stand on this power plant.
Vela is a multiracial organization located in New Orleans East. We're here for environmental justice, youth leading, and family services. So where do we stand on this? Yeah. Well, we are 1,000% against the gas plant because of so many things. I think Entergy brought out so many claims that we need a power source in times of hurricane and things like that. But really, the solution they should have been doing is the distribution system.
But wait, you know, the council started this in 2015, right?
Yes. Yes. And they had a the city council and Entergy already agreed in 2015, even before submitting an application on this thing, that they're going to build a gas plant right on Michoud, where a mile from where we this community lives.
Yeah. Well, I think they said it was going to be in New Orleans East. I'm going by this Lens article here, either at A.B. Patterson, which was shut down after Katrina, or Michoud. But the council directed Entergy to do this, did they not?
Yes. So basically, they agreed to this even before, and that's why it makes it illegal, because they talked about it, agreed upon it, and then later submitted an application on it, and it really mirrors the same thing as what they agreed upon.
Wait, who submitted an application to whom?
Submitting an application to the city council. So
from Entergy?
So
they were just doing what the council wanted them to do, right? What the council ordered them to do, according to this Lens story?
Well,
they passed a resolution in 2015 that committed Entergy New Orleans to pursue the development of at least 120 megawatts of new build peaking generation within the city of New Orleans, and then they picked the location as being in New Orleans East, or at least it listed two Entergy-owned facilities as possible locations. Let's pick it up here when we come back. Mark, I want to give you every chance you deserve. Mark Nguyen, community organizer with Vela. And I also want to drill down, if we can, Mark, on the phrase environmental justice, because I'm not quite sure I know what that means. Tommy Tucker, we'll be back, WWL. 9:45, quarter till 10, talking about the proposed plant in New Orleans East that the council approved once. So did they vote on it or not? Yeah, they did. They approved it, the old council. Now some people want the new council because Entergy used paid actors, which is, by the way, if you don't know what Clancy was talking about when he said astroturfing to pack the council chambers. Mark Nguyen's our guest, community organizer with Vela. Mark, tell me, what does environmental justice mean?
Environmental justice, in simplest term, is that we're just fighting for everyone to have a safe and healthy, clean place to live. That includes clean water, clean air, and then speaking of that this gas plant would not give us environmental justice. It basically is environmental injustice.
So do you think? So what would give you environmental justice? To stick with this theme, and I guess what it comes down to, Mark, is what do you want? What is your organization and the people you represent want?
We want the city council to explore alternative renewable energy, as in solar energy, wind energy, clean energy that doesn't pollute the air that we live in, and then doesn't pollute the water that we drink in. So basically, explore alternatives. Living in today's society, the technology that we have, why are we going backwards to a 50-year-old technology, as in a gas plant, that all of New Orleanians will have to pay for the next 30 years? All the ratepayers in New Orleans will have to pay for this gas plant for the next 30 years.
And you think solar would be cheaper? Technology.
Solar will be cheaper, it will be less expensive, and it will be cleaner.
Really?
Yes.
Solar is going to be less expensive and generate as much power as the gas-fired plant.
I believe, I don't know the technical side of it, but I believe that in conjunction with wind and solar and I think if you put it all together, it would be more effective, more cost effective, and especially more cleaner.
So where would you put it?
I would think put it, we have a lot of space in New Orleans East, so I'm not the technical person to ask that, but I think we have so many green space here that we can put it here. Yes.
So in terms of the astroturfing energy, which I think, again, like Clancy, is just the stupidest thing they could have done, being in a council chambers, why would you say then that the council needs to re-vote on this? Because do you really think their vote was based on who was in the council chamber yelling the loudest?
Well, it's part of it, but part of the process is that in order to have this, to vote on this, the city council has to hear the voice of the community. So what happened here is...
Then you're saying it all came down to that one day, right, or a couple of days in the council chambers? And you don't think that the council saw...
I hate to say it, but I think they, like you said, according to the documents in 2015, they already agreed to this thing. So this going through the motion of having a public input, it's just going through the motion of it. But I would think that, that's why we're pointing it out that, does the community really truly have a voice in this gas plant? And so based on the track record, based on the 2015 agreement between Entergy and the City Council, and based on the fact that, it looks like, I hate to say this, but they already made up their mind even before the public input. Now, granted, that's where,
there were no public hearings all the way from 2015 until those days in the council chambers when Entergy showed up with the paid actors?
Nope. And, so October 17th, 2017, that's when they paid like over 60 or 70 with people with orange shirts to come in and pretend to be community members because they didn't have public support. So they had to pay, and then they got busted for paying actors. And then the investigation found out that they have subverted the process with fraudulent support. And then the only penalty that the city council gave the entity was $5 million, which is a slap on the wrist for $1 billion company. And so what
so
we
you wouldn't mind
that,
the plan being there if they find Entergy more. Is that what you're saying?
I think money, to me, finding a conglomerate like Entergy, $1 billion company, $5 million, it's really...
But that's got nothing to do, Mark, that's got nothing to do with the quality of life or environmental justice or anything else.
All we want is a fair democratic process.
But if you don't have that, you'll accept a bigger fine against Entergy.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
So you're saying if you don't have that, then you'll accept a bigger fine against Entergy because you said you were concerned with the fine against Entergy not being enough, right?
No, I think what we really truly want is for Entergy to explore alternative, renewable, other...
But you did say $5 million wasn't enough for a multi-billion dollar corporation, right?
Definitely. That's okay. Not even a slap on the wrist.
All right, we got to run. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad we took the time with you, Mark.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.